com.
Yeah, look around at people's faces. Nobody wants to listen to this. Dominique asks, you can play country music. This is what you get.
I thought she meant Lil Nas X. Then, of course, you can play that. That's country music all day. I listen to
all day, every day, country music. Where you go, Dominique? Not just me.
I'll take the Wall in, though. Bring him in.
I don't mind that group. I don't mind the song or the group, but not for the radio show.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Eric's a country fan, though.
I like country way more than you do.
Well, I'm glad you're finally admitting.
But not if they were
a year and a half. You're like, I like one
song. I've never once told you I didn't, but I like 90s country.
There
it's still
so
country.
There are so many different instances of you denying your country music love at the same time than talking about
said,
all the country music that you
I've
love.
Never said anything any different the whole time you've tried to call me out on this. If they wear baseball caps and tight-fitted jeans, I don't like them.
Okay.
If they're Garth Brooks
now, if they
and
switch
Travis
it,
Tritt.
If they're balding and they put on a cowboy hat with those tight jeans, then you're all in.
The cowboy hat's why they're all balding.
Okay.
But at least wear a cowboy hat if you're a country music star. I don't know where Nicole Bateman's going to fall on this. You like country music?
I do, yeah. We saw a great concert in St. Louis's Florida Georgia Line, and they had Dan and Shay and Morgan Wallen open for them, and it was fun.
Everything I said is exactly what she likes.
Yep, yep.
That I don't like. I do like some Florida Georgia Line songs, but it's probably because I come into work one day. There's guitar cases all over the floor, and they all have FGL on them. This is before Florida Georgia Line is anybody at all. And it was what an interesting band name, I thought. Mm-hmm. And I went back there and met them only because there were so many cases, and there's five guys in there or something, but the main two are in there. And so because of Toby Tucker, I met Florida Georgia Line before.
Oh, that's cool.
So I was like, that's kind of neat. Then they did a song with Nelly, which was fun.
They did, yep.
Between the three of us, we like all country music. You like the old stuff, she likes the new stuff, and I just like Lil Nas X, so that's covered.
Perfect.
we're covered.
This is cover old stuff, 90s, but I am doing Conway Twitty, them old school boys, if you really listen to them lyrics.
Hello, darling.
Them guys were dogs, man. Them guys. Conway Twitty has a song solely about married women. Yeah, I see the want to in your eyes. Listen to those lyrics.
Mm.
It'll scare you a little bit. Eric Lee Show back for hour two. Hour two all week long, courtesy of Borey Law Offices. Borey Law, downtown Decatur, 225 South Main Street, in that Buick building next to the Milliken Wrestling Building. They specialize in bankruptcy and family law and update the will, but also divorce and child placement and real estate law. A whole lot of things you wish you didn't have to call a lawyer for, but if you need them, Borey Law Offices are going to help you through the process as easy as possible. And they've been in it over 30 years, Borey Law Offices. 422-2400, 422-2400. Nicole Bateman, good things going on in town. We talk about this every month we get a chance. And tell me about the Manufacturing Day celebration. I know that's kind of the main thing you want to hit on today.
Yeah, absolutely. So nationally they celebrate the first Friday in October, Manufacturing Days. But, of course, in Decatur and Macon County, that is a big day. It's always our WSOI Community Food Drive. So we want the community to focus on that. So we moved our Manufacturing Days a few weeks later, and this is the fourth annual Manufacturing Days where the EDC, along with the Community Foundation of Macon County, and a number of manufacturing companies, Decatur Industrial Electric, Mueller Company, Caterpillar, ADM, small and large of all sizes, come together to bring awareness to modern-day manufacturing to Decatur Public High School students and to Heartland Tech Academy students. One thing we were finding was that there was a real disconnect in our students here in the community between what careers were available for them in the community and what modern day manufacturing actually looks like. So for many, we've got a lot of legacy manufacturers here in town, and the way their grandparents used to work in the factory is not necessarily the way it's going to be today. And so, with between that and the push for everybody to go to college, and the lack of vocational education in schools, we're finding ourselves here in a bit of a pickle. We were not having enough students to backfill the retiring workforce, and we needed more skilled workers, not just a walking living body to walk into the facility. We needed more skilled workforce to take these positions. And so, we already have, we've got 12,000 manufacturing employees in Macon County. And so we know that it is strong. It is going to be even stronger here, and we needed to do something about that. So for 2 days, today was the first day, and tomorrow, students in juniors and seniors, typically in high school, some freshmen and sophomores get involved as well. take a tour of a local manufacturing facility in the morning. They go to Richland Community College and the Workforce Development Institute and have kind of an expo style where other manufacturing companies that didn't provide a tour can come. They set up a table. They do hands-on demonstrations. And then in the afternoon, the students go on another tour. So they're getting – and this manufacturing days has evolved over the years. It used to be one tour and a long symposium and speakers and all that. So we've tweaked it to really be to the students' interests and really, you know, I think they benefit from getting two tours out of the day so that they can see – and we try to make it two different types. So you've got a large manufacturer and then maybe a smaller manufacturer so they can see the variety in town.
Do you think that you mentioned there are 12,000 manufacturing jobs in Decatur, and fast forward or rewind 20, 30 years, and growing up as a kid in Decatur, I knew of Firestone, I knew of Mueller, I knew of Tate or Staley and Caterpillar and or all the different sort of big numbers, and I knew of them. And when I drive by them, I knew what they were doing. Two questions. At the height, how many manufacturing jobs do you think there were at the height? Would you have a guess?
You know, that's a good question, and I don't want to guess. There were definitely more. Definitely more than what we had today. Yep.
Okay.
And the types of jobs, you know, so what we're seeing now is that the investment that these companies, for instance, we have a company that's interested in investing here that's in manufacturing, the amount of the investment doesn't match the amount of employees anymore. It used to be a large investment with a large amount of employees. Well, now a lot of it is automated. And so they're not going to have as many employees. But, yes, so certainly back then it was you needed more employees
that's
to get
right.
the job done too. But we did have more companies and larger companies in town, yes. So we certainly had more manufacturing.
So now with the need for this day and what you guys probably targeted today and tomorrow, are a lot of the buildings that we drive around Decatur and have no idea what they do. There's there's a lot of big structures that I would say 95% of us have no idea what's going on in there. And if you're a kid, why would you especially? And so, you know, and I think that a lot of people have just general curiosity in life. And if they were to be exposed to seeing a plant where something's made or fitted or even a robot moving something that a human has to control or takes from the robot, that that might be eye-opening for our students and our kids to get an opportunity to maybe want to go into this for their future. And if we get more kids doing that, obviously the buildup happens to where now we've got skilled workers, now we have companies willing to come. I mean, it just – all is this cyclical thing that we are – there's so many verticals to do that with in every field, but manufacturing is one that I people are going to continue to make products, and we have land space, right?
Well, it's a lot like the Ag Academy. I mean,
yes.
Nobody had any idea how cool ag was until you started digging into it. Now with the way, what technology has done, it's going to be the same thing in manufacturing. You know,
it is.
You grow up thinking that you're – I don't know, whatever movie you watch, 8 Mile is how they make, you know, pieces for cars. You know, it's not like that. It's not going to be like that a lot of these places. And then not to mention that, you mentioned five or six places. All of them still exist but Firestone. But there's another 10 places in town that do this stuff. So if you're a junior or senior that's not a huge fan of school that would just like to, you know, maybe trade and get out and start making some real money here in a couple of years, and you see that place, that Ring Can, that Union Iron, Mason Manufacturing, it's like, oh, there are a lot of jobs.
We have 107 manufacturing businesses in Macon County.
Wow, that's awesome.
So it's a lot. So I think, you know, we know the big ones, right? But you got to think about all the smaller companies that employ less than 25 people that are making things, right? They might be making things to supply to the larger companies in town. They're making things that are supplying, you know, parts to companies all over the world. And so, but you're exactly right, Nick. Exposure is the name of the game. And we wanted to get these students into these buildings that they may drive by every day that they don't get an opportunity to see. And we know that this works because since we've started Manufacturing Day, enrollment at the Heartland Technical Academy has increased 300%.
Oh, man.
So we know the interest is there, but you have to expose the students to that because if you don't, they don't know what they don't know, right?
Right.
Same with adults. You don't know what you don't know.
That's exactly right.
So we got to get them in there. We got to get them interested, and Manufacturing Days does that today and tomorrow.
Especially after 10 or 15 years of thinking things are the same way when they aren't, if you're not
They're not, right, and it's evolving so quickly. Automation is becoming, like anything, right, it's very expensive at first. It's becoming more affordable. It's becoming, it's a must-have in a lot of these companies, and so it's fascinating to see.
I always try to find the right words because you want to push these trades, but you don't want to badmouth college, and you don't.
Oh, sure.
And you want to push college, but you don't want. You know, there are kids that don't like college, but you don't want to just say, well, if you don't want to go to school, then go into this. But there are going to be kids that don't like college that get there and love it. You know, there's just finding the words are tough. Somebody asks you your opinion on what a kid should do nowadays. How do you define it?
I say you should have a skill, and you should have a skill that you enjoy. So if your skill
is,
you can get that in college. So if your skill is marketing and communications, that's my skill. I can also weld if I needed to, right? So, but what I prefer right now is marketing and communications and PR and economic development. That's my skill. And to gain entry into the workforce, I needed a college degree to do that. If I wanted to weld for a living, I didn't need to go to college. But that is also a skill that I really enjoyed.
So if a kid does a tour, get a skill. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you know, I loved Decatur Industrial Electric. I love the stuff they're doing there. I think that's something I want to do. But I was planning on going to school. Mm-hmm. They got a tough decision to make.
They do, but you know, I tell you though, think about companies. All companies need accountants. All companies need marketers. All companies need business managers.
Nothing wrong with doing school first.
Right. There's a variety of aspects and things that you could do once you get to that company, but you know, hone in on your skill and practice that for a little while and take those courses, and maybe they're extra courses, and maybe you find yourself really wanting to do that. I think it's good to have multiple skills, but yeah,
absolutely. I totally agree with you. It's just before you get trapped in maybe debt. The decisions can be tough. And how many of us went to school and changed our mind? It took me a semester to go, oh, I'm not going to be a grade school teacher.
Right.
That's not what I'm going to do. I bet nobody in this room is doing what they thought they were going to do when they were a senior in high school.
My greatest advice is...
Can you really weld, or is that a hypothetical?
No, I can.
You can weld?
Yeah. Not great, but I can.
How hardcore is that?
Women make really great welders, too. Yeah. So, I took a lot of VOTech classes, you know, in high school, and so I've built a porch swing, still hanging
really?
On my parents'
That's
swing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Should get a side business doing that.
I should.
Do that now.
Eric, a couple things that are showing as trends that both of you pointed out in different ways. A lot of our students, you know, with the Ag Academy, we told them about ag. We told them welding to Wall Street. That's the line we've been saying, welding to Wall Street. And all of a sudden now there's hundreds of kids in the Ag Academy. Literally. Mm-hmm. This isn't hyperbole. Mm-hmm. There's hundreds of kids doing that. She takes people, her and her team and all the people involved in the manufacturers get together and say, we'd like to show you about this. 300% return on it.
Mm-hmm.
What it sounds like is we've collectively figured out two things. One, we need to show kids more. We need to open them up, and we need to give them options. And then secondly, we need to give them pathways. So, all right, great. You're excited about ag. What's that? How do we get you to the next step? You're excited about manufacturing. How do we get you the next step? By doing things even at Milliken's level. You live in Macon County, here's $22,000 a year. Macon matters. Mm-hmm. We are now not only showing kids what they can do, and offering them a direct path to do it for real, for a living. And that is what I don't know if it's anyone's fault. Maybe we weren't thinking about it properly. Maybe it's just a new way of doing business. But we've not been doing the right thing for a long time. And now all of a sudden we might be grooming a wave of young people that are able and capable to take our city to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the good thing about, I ask you a tough question, a tough decision, and people ask you, you've got to really put it back on them. Those are two great options.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it never used to be two great options. A lot of times it was college or start in the workforce, and it's going to be in
or military.
In sales. Or military is another great option. Yep. If you got a passion for that, that's fantastic. But it's sales or food service or, you know, and a lot of people work their way through and get a phenomenal job out of it, and they never have to worry about college debt. But why not? You can really come out swinging. But then I want every kid to be able to change your mind. And I think you talk about multiple skills, and that's you can go to trade school and go, maybe electrician, maybe it's not what I want to do, but at least I have that skill down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to say as a fallback, but I have that skill down, but I'm going to go to school now. I mean, those opportunities are going to be there for all these kids.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, if not, there's probably a lot of, you know, well, I guess kids are out of school now, but, you know, shadow, take an opportunity, spend a day with somebody that's in a profession that you think you might be interested in. That really, to me, helped me knock out things that I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
The
shadowy.
Yes.
Of being a real person.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And not being like, oh, you know what's fantastic? You know, is this job, even though you're miserable half the time. Now, that doesn't mean be Oscar the Grouch the whole time with them, but just tell them this is what's real. It might take a while to get into a shift you want to be on. It might take a while to get into a pay scale you'd want to be on. Just, you know, just the honest route that it's going to take these kids to get there.
And let them sit with you.
Let them
you.
Make
just
the decision.
Sit
yeah.
next to you for half a day.
Unless they're
half
like me, because then you could talk me into wanting to do all sorts of different
right.
things. Because I love learning how to make milkshakes or pushing a plow or driving a truck. I don't care. So don't take me on a bunch of jobs, because I'll end up with new ones.
You don't have any time for any more jobs. So, well, this is great. I mean, this is all a positive on what everything that's happening out of Limitless and the EDC, and more and more to come. You said 300 kids participating these 2 days?
Yep, 300 kids over the 2 days.
Yeah, all MacArthur-Eisenhower, is that?
MacArthur-Eisenhower and then Heartland Tech Academy, so
yeah.
you're going to get a lot of the county school
cool.
students involved in that as well. So, yeah, it's been fantastic, and the manufacturers have hands-on displays and hands-on activities there when they come at the mid-part day in Richland Community College. Culinary students and chefs provide the food. They had pizza today. It was outstanding. And for example, Voestalpine NorTrac brought out they call it Foundry in a Box. So the students got to pour the metal. They got to, what it's like to be in the
really?
Foundry. And
oh,
so they left
awesome.
And they were making a starfish. So it was kind of cool.
Yeah,
so they had something neat. But, it's just these hands-on things. You got to get them interested, because the people that are, on the other side of the table working for these companies, they're passionate about what they do. They were students once, too. And they became exposed at some point to it, and they've made great careers out of it. And the future of our community is in food and ag and manufacturing, as it has been. It's our legacy, and that's going to be our future. And so we need to continue to develop our own workforce for that.
Oh, that's great. I assume every school makes it pretty obvious how these students can get involved, but if your kid's not coming home talking about this, you think they'd be interested, tell them to start asking questions.
Yeah, ask their guidance counselors, because the guidance counselors, are really key in selecting the students and advertising this to the students that have a real interest. We don't want students, I'll tell you, we want all the students to be able to attend, but we really want the students who are interested that are not just looking for a day to get out of school.
Yeah.
We want them to be interested, because these employers are also looking at these students as potential employees here in another year or two when they graduate.
So the serious ones
and
the good
want,
actors.
Yes. Yeah. yeah. Or good actors. Yep. at least fake it till you make it through the end of the day.
All right, Nicole Bateman, anything else? You got any numbers, any monthly numbers released that'll make us, want to shove down people from Champaign or anything?
Crime statistics just came out again, and we are still safer than Champaign, folks.
We're still safer than Champaign.
Yep,
it's been a rough couple months, too. There's some things going on in town, which we can't control as regular.
No. Crime's still at a 20-year low, so sometimes we'll get
crime's
messages.
Still going to happen.
Crime's still going to happen. If there are
that.
Human beings, you are going to have crime. Crime has happened since the beginning of time. It's just the way it is, but I think the community's done a really good job of continuing to, look out for one another. And, of course, unfortunate things will happen, but we have to continue to tell our story so that when people are looking to move here and we want to stabilize and grow our population, they've got to know those facts.
Can I ask one more question? This one,
sure.
One could spiral down.
Do we have time?
Yeah. Yeah, this one could spiral down. So if you could answer it as asked, I'm not trying to dig deep on something.
Okay.
A topic like the marijuana dispensaries, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Does the EDC, by its general nature, is it behoove you or to do the financial studies on that, or is that do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Whose job would it be? Or is it anyone's job to look at that and provide data and understand it?
Yeah, certainly that's something the EDC could do. The EDC, also the municipalities themselves, I think have done a fair amount of research on that too. So, yeah, that's anytime we talk about developing economic development, developing business and markets in the community, that's something that we would be involved in.
Because a lot of people were like, well, somebody should say something. Somebody, and so it's kind of confusing. It's like a lot of people want to argue on one half but don't know how to present the half. Or
the
to even get
sure.
how to get to it. So,
I think most of us probably just didn't know. We're waiting for information and statistics in
right,
Colorado
from
and
who?
California. And I guess you get them from the states that have had it legalized. That's where you would have to get it.
Yeah, because a lot of that information still, while it's been around for a few years, is still relatively new. So you got to kind of be careful about the sources and what you get it. But I will tell you, just from a sheer data collection standpoint, there is so much data out there that's open and available to the public. But you got to know where to look for it. You need to know how to read it, and you have to understand it. I'll tell you, Andrew Taylor in our office is fantastic at that. I'll it would take me half a day to find something. He finds it in a minute.
Yeah.
And reads it and knows exactly what it says. And so, I mean, there's that, they talk about a skill. That is a skill.
Oh yeah.
And he's fantastic. But yeah, no, we can certainly help with data collection and you know, research. And then also oftentimes we have companies that come in, they're looking, well, we won't go find the market for them, but we can show them, you know, teach a man to fish, right? Mm-hmm. Here's the resources and here's where you would find that, and then, you know, let us know how you need help with that.
That's exactly what that I'm glad you phrased it exactly the way that I was hoping you would. So yeah.
Oh good. All right. I'll take that $50 now.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely.
And she'll make your porch swing.
Yeah, yeah, make your porch swing. Yep.
Bateman's porch swings, come on down. Quarter of, we used to do a bunch of fake sponsorships. I might fit that in the football game on Friday. Time out brought to you by Bateman Sports. We're looking for a porch swing. Want to swing to the high heavens? Go to Bateman Sports Swings on the corner of Washington and Jefferson. It's always on the corner of Presidential Streets,
awesome.
Too.
Yes, yeah. Yep, perfect.
The corner
perfect.
Of Taft and Tyler. Come on down to Bateman Sports Swings.
Very cool.
If you missed any of the conversation, anything else you want to hit on the call? Is going to turn you loose.
No, I don't think so. I think we're good.
Well, she could be on for 2 hours. I mean, oh, yeah. There's just so much going on.
Hey, take your kids out to the Children's Museum tonight.
Absolutely.
Yes, if you're not coming here.
When you grow up, Yvette.
When you grow up, events. Yep, I'm going to be out there talking about logistics, how your toys get from China to your doorstep.
You're out there working, not even taking the kid?
No.
Kid, but one or two? Do you have
one. Yeah. One's on. Yep, he's four. He'll be five next month. But no, he will. No.
What did he put in your popcorn the other night that I saw on Facebook?
It was a monster truck.
It was a truck.
But I don't know how long it had been in there. I know he doesn't know how to roll up the popcorn bag and put it away himself. So I unroll it, take a bite. I'm like, that's good. I roll back, you know, put my hand back in the bag. And I'm like, oh, what is that? It's a big chunky metal thing. And he looks at me. He goes, oh, kind of like, that's where it is. He opens up the tiny little door, dumps it out as if a piece of popcorn would have gotten in there.
Well, he's already into manufacturing. His dump truck was going to bring his popcorn to
it. It was, and he loves logistics. So, I mean, you know, so that's what we're going to be teaching tonight.
And welding.
And welding.
Yeah,
we do a little welding.
There it is. Nicole Bateman, Community Marketing Manager, Limitless Decatur. Thanks for joining us. If you missed any of that, it'll be available at nowdecatur.com on the free Now Decatur app. We'll see you next month.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
We get a break. Don't run off. And don't have time here. Actually, I should look at what time it is. How about if we got less than a minute? 3-day weather forecast? I think you can do this, Nick.
Yeah.
And then I'll take us to the break. Don't worry about it. So go ahead. 3-day weather forecast. How's it looking?
All right, tonight we're going to have a clear night with a low around 35 and some overnight frost into Friday, otherwise sunny with a high near 64. Then Saturday, increasing clouds, high near 68. The current temperature here out at the Decatur Conference Center is 57 degrees, and your WSOI time is 4:29.
Quick timeout coming up in a matter of moments. We're live at the Decatur Conference Center and Hotel. And, of course, it's Brad Underwood Night, brought to you by Miller Lite. We're leading you up to a break. We've got a few seconds left. But when we come back, you know, I think we dig into the Illini a little bit and start talking more about the Big Ten and some of this roster. And Tim Kaine may be joining us a little soon. We're with you till 6, so 90 more minutes of the Eric Lee Show with Nick Smith before the special edition of Sport Talk with Mark Tupper and Tim Kaine. Don't run off.